Hello, sir.
You look like the Black Perry Mason. Not Perry Mason. Oh, you know what? Damn it, I had a good line.
What'd you do?
Superman, Perry White.
Oh, Perry White.
Damn it. But it's Perry Black.
Oh.
I screwed it all up. Opie and Anthony, 877-212-ONA. Patrice O'Neill has entered the studio. How are you, Patrice?
A strange middle-aged white man just took my coat. Who is this?
Oh, that's Stunt Brain.
Oh, okay. Somebody.
You'll be hating him within the hour.
Hating?
Really? Just some smarmy white dude?
No, he's great, actually. He's
very educated.
He's the latest hire.
Because?
Just I think we're trying to go a little more legit, so we actually hired someone that has radio experience.
Well, I heard you guys talking about, conspiracies and things like that.
Of course. Legit.
And your relationship.
Well,
dude, you were the one who told Anthony a long time ago.
That's fine.
You're mad, right?
Not really. No, it's, it's fine.
Well, I just want
to just roll with what you guys are talking about. What's going on? Well, all right, cool.
Patrice did suggest that Anthony needs to go out with Jill Nicolini. This was way before McFoley came by as the lovemaker, the matchmaker there. Yeah.
Patrice is right. Everybody,
mankind.
Everybody brought it up.
Mankind did it for you. It's cool.
Everybody brought up the fact that Patrice said it quite a while ago.
And personally in his ear. Jill Nicolini, when I came from the thing, they're single. All these high-level chicks that nobody wants to date are single. All right.
Look how annoyed he is that he hasn't been acknowledged.
A personal, hey, man, I took your advice. I upgraded from these, refrigerator repair girls' daughters.
Yeah, you really should explain. You basically said, Anthony, you're going down the wrong road. You need to
upgrade your life.
Upgrade, go after someone like Jill Nicolini. She's single. She would be great for you. He said this whole thing.
He did
on an XM show, and then when you guys went out until all hours of the night, he got your ear. And
that is
exactly
what he said when we were hanging out at the bar that night.
And then Sacco comes in and just makes it legitimate. I see. I see. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Sacco.
Oh, wow! Is that wow?
See,
wow!
You get to watch her on television.
No way, old crazy Patrice could ever. Patrice is nutty to think that Jill Nicolini could ever. Well, fair enough. Fair
well,
enough.
You know, it seemed like maybe it's my own my self esteem wasn't very high. I didn't think that I could. I should aim. I should aim there.
Yep, I told you. Stop pal talking.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop giving access to these nobodies. Look at her. Look at her.
Who would have thought that she had such self-hatred?
That's what I mean. It's like she's beautiful women. Fat girls and ugly women always have a man. And these beautiful women don't. They can't get it. They don't understand. They don't understand.
Patrice is a guru. Mm-hmm. He is a guru of all things to do with relationships. He really is the smartest guy I know. And not even smart, just like,
do you know why?
No, you have like a super. You're a superhero for relationships.
I'm an overweight guy,
mm-hmm,
who likes women. I had to figure it out some kind of way. The only thing is, thank God that they don't think like us. That's all I have to say about women. Thank God they're not us, because then I'll be in deep trouble.
Yeah.
Well, Patrice, this is the question today. You obviously set up Anthony with Jill Nicolini. How does he keep someone like Jill Nicolini?
By understanding she's the traffic girl and never letting her forget it. And no disrespect. That's just my advice.
Oh, Patrice.
You are better than Jill Nicolini.
Damn.
That's all I'm saying.
Because we learned what? CW's celebrating their 8th anniversary today?
Yeah, something like that.
Stephen S. writes, in another couple of years, the CW 11 News will be too old for Ant to watch.
Hey.
I'm very proud of you, man.
I've backed off of the children.
Very proud of you. Got rid of those suicide girls.
Ant's a big fan of the suicide girls.
No more tattoos inside of the lip, girls. No more pierces where they're not supposed to be. I'm really proud of you, man. But just don't let your self-esteem get lowered, Jack. This is mm-hmm. what you're supposed to be. It trickles down from King Ant.
King Ant.
Don't you ever forget it, dude.
Mm. Okay.
That's
I like taking Patrice's advice.
Yeah, so he's saying that always, whenever there's an issue and she maybe is getting on him about something, just keep thinking you're not the anchor.
Yeah. Oh. Just, dude, you are. Look, you're established.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that. That's all I'm saying. You are an established man.
Exactly.
You got things to teach, Miss Nicolini. Don't you ever forget it.
Patrice makes you feel really powerful and good about whatever relationship you're in, and then you get home and realize that you're just meant to be a cuckold.
I'm gonna tell you, I look at my girl and I just should bow down to her and be held. But I know how abusive she is and how abusive they are, so I just have to stay arrogant.
You gotta stay arrogant.
That's it.
Wow.
I bought a lot of shoes yesterday. I actually was shopping for her for shoes.
Really?
Sometimes I gotta do that for her because of the things that I put her through.
You gotta get her some shoes.
And even if she's up to no good, she deserves to do bad things to me for what she's put up through. What I put her through to do bad things,
see,
she deserves, if she's out to get me, she deserves it. Because I know I put it through the test.
This is the odd little paradox with you. You talk about a relationship and talk about how you got to be arrogant and go in there and just, you know, the king. You're the king and
yes.
You know, everything else trickles down. But then you identify the fact.
The queen gets to be, to have the spoils of the kingdom.
Well, that's what you do. You then identify and know that you put her through hell, and she must be rewarded for this.
Oh, my God. I curse her out for no reason many times, man. just to so she don't think that she can get an upper hand. It's a low self-esteem thing, but it has to be done with all of them, because women, they don't want to win. They want a winner.
Oh.
Jill Nicolini don't want to get up talking about no damn Travis. She wants to look at her man get up and be a powerful radio dude and go, that's my man right there. Ask her.
God damn. That Patrice.
He's got to have his own relationship show. It's
amazing.
Ask her. She don't want to do. What does she want to do that for? And then a bus crash. It's like she's better than that. And <you're... laughs> she just wants to be in your mansion, Patrice. Jack. Don't ever forget it. That's it. I'm very proud. I just want to say I'm proud.
Fantastic.
I heard about it. I was very happy about that, man.
Oh, thank you, Patrice. That is so
my
goddamn
favorite
funny.
Moment was the summation of the traffic report.
He's just pointing at the air, just going,
this, that, whatever. Whatever.
So I'm happy. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you, Patrici.
They're moving at light speed, though, Patrice.
I heard it.
The love word was thrown around after a mere couple days.
It's because of his self-esteem. He wouldn't think about this. Would you ever tell one of the
suicide girls?
Never. You would say love to them. You never would. Unless they was in your life for a long time. But I understand that this is way on another...
To a whole nother level, right.
Because another thing that's messing with you, everybody, like, in the morning wants her. And I know you still have this cloudy disbelief that she wants you. But that's what you hang on to. You always hang on to the fact that she could be out to get you.
Oh, really?
Yes. And just enjoy the ride. And always know that she could be like going, oh, take this turn and take that turn. And she could be like taking you to her real boyfriend to rob you. Always believe that.
Oh, my
and
God.
Just enjoy when y'all are cuddling up. You just go, you know,
this is great.
But she's out to get me. It just keeps you on your toes. That's all. That is all. That's it, man.
Always believe she's setting you up for a home invasion.
Yes, believe that she's gonna wake up from this temporary insanity that she has.
Mm-hmm.
But you bring something to her that she's never gonna have, man. Ever. Don't coochie coo it too much. That's all I'm saying.
Don't coochie coo too much?
Don't coochie coo too much. Okay. Let her coochie coo you. That's all.
I noticed there's not as many pal talk windows open these days there, Anthony.
Good.
I get reflections.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah. I got E-Rock's camera and my camera open.
There's something going on with that because, man, that used to be nothing but cameras
let me look.
For his viewing pleasure.
They had a meeting about Anthony, but don't you look back, dude. They're still your loyal subjects. You just have to upgrade. stop dating the subjects. You got it. There's some blue blood. You ever see Coming to America? You need a girl in there going, ooh, 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 ooh. You need that. You need somebody that was bred to be a queen.
Stop changing the subject. And blue blood.
Yes. Messing with these girls with dirty fingernails. Forget about it. So that you can feel better about yourself. Trust me, you're higher than you think you are.
Now. Oh, God damn.
Let's say hi to Ryan in New Jersey. Ryan, we got Patrice O'Neill in studio. He's going to be at the Animation Festival tonight.
I'm excited about that, man.
Good morning.
It's going to be great. What do you got, bro?
Hey. I'm just wondering when Dr. Patrice here is going to write a book teaching us all how to be a man.
What did I tell you, Patrice? I've told Patrice on many occasions. See, you give Anthony advice that he doesn't listen to. You don't listen to my advice, my friend.
I do.
You should be writing a book. It would be huge.
I have to figure out how to exercise every day first, like, before I write a book. Like, I don't have it like
you
that.
You put this in a book, it's going to be a huge read.
Yeah, here it is. What happens in Long Island?
Anthony Cumia is a radio host who thought he had it all.
Drinking, guns, whores, gay guys.
It was insane.
Until one day, Cupid stunned this shock jock with a message.
I come with a message for Anthony.
Oh, from Jill?
She said she is A, single, and B, interested.
Sits from a traffic girl.
They call me Network and Nicolini.
With giant cans.
I'm recently single. Why can't I get them? I'm calling to ask if maybe Anthony wants to go out.
Now Anthony's on cloud nine.
My pal Anthony is deeply in love with Jill Nicolini.
He's changing his ways.
I've been hearing that you're having a hard time with children these days.
And he's ready to betray his beliefs for a piece of ass.
People know me off the air as really loving children. I have a soft spot for kids. Yeah, I love kids. The more the merrier.
Anthony Cumia.
Can I point out how great it is that this whole time Anthony was just trying to wrap it up before one of us wrecked it?
Yeah.
Jill Nicolini.
Also, debris spill. Lots of delays here. Taking out the left lane. Traffic is definitely going to linger longer.
And Keith the Cop is the jilted lover.
Another disgruntled employee. I forgot.
All disgruntled.
ONA Pictures presents What Happens in Long Island Stays in Long Island. Coming to a theater near you.
Oh, bravo. I love that. Movie trailer delivery is fantastic.
What was the moves, man? I missed this whole fucking thing.
You're
man.
Still pissed because you gave Anthony this advice a long time ago and he didn't take it. He waited for Mick Foley to give him the
Mick Foley. We talked on the air briefly. I said I'd give her a call.
I heard
texted
about that.
A little
My girl
bit.
Was telling me that Mick Foley was saying, but I didn't.
So we texted a little bit and we went on our first date, which lasted for 35 hours.
So you went out, and then what was the horseshit, like, the violin? When did the violin music start? You know what I'm saying?
The violin music. Well, I picked her up, and you know, the Escalade, and then we drove to a restaurant.
She wasn't impressed, by the way, which is cool, because she's been picked up in one
of those. Of course.
This is a good thing. Yeah. This is good. Your money hasn't impressed her yet.
Exactly.
So this is good, because she can get high-level motherfuckers. So this is...
Yeah, that's... Exactly.
All right.
Then we're driving. I had a little faux pas when the navigation system sound had to be turned up, and I turned it up and didn't realize REO Speedwagon was on the radio.
Okay.
That's really kind of a douchey moment.
But she likes
REO Speedwagon. But she laughed at that.
Yeah, of course
it was
she did.
Funny. And then we went to the restaurant.
She's a lonely traffic girl at this point. Go ahead. At this point.
Restaurant, couple of glasses of wine to loosen up, and I don't know. The next thing I know, we're like, fucking making out.
What?
In the restaurant.
Making out in a restaurant. Now, have any fucking... Has there been any comfort zone at all since you've been with her at all where you just... Your mojo's there where you're just like, oh, all right, where you're comfortable.
Oh, fuck, all the time
in your
now.
Own, in your own fucking
totally.
Skin.
Totally. Dude, he doesn't care. There's not even an awkward moment or anything.
Yeah, he doesn't care who's around. He's been making out in public ever since.
Yeah.
Look how dry his lips are. He's some chapstick.
I want to ask you some dirty questions so fucking
No kidding, we all
There's a difference. See, it's weird with people on television, and I don't realize this, but people think the same way of people on the radio. They're different. Than in regular life than they are on TV. You see on TV.
Really, Anthony? What you get the fuck is wrong with you?
You do, but no, you get intimidated a little by the celebrity of certain people. By the fact they're on television.
So she's looking at you like you are Anthony of Opie and Anthony.
And
she knows.
But she's not the same person you see just delivering the traffic, you know. It's like
Are you giving me a school?
You can't get like the I'm not schooling you. We're talking to fucking people through these microphones. I'll have a conversation with you.
I want to talk to you. I really want to go in the bathroom and sit down with tea and talk to you about this fucking situation.
With tea? Yeah.
I'm still, by the way, I am starstruck. There are some horrible women I would fuck just because... Like, I'll fuck Barbara Walters.
Just because she's a celebrity?
She's a piece of garbage, and she's fucking people, and I fuck her because she's 90-year-old Barbara Walters. I'm a novelty guy like that. But Jill Nicolini, man, this situation is just super interesting. I just don't want you to fall in like quicksand, love.
Not in quicksand.
Please. I'm saying fall in.
Where no falling in anything.
Okay.
He fucking nose dove into it. What are you talking about?
Did you say I love you too or I love you?
Let me think
about it. What you should have said was I like you so far. Now just because I'm being lovable doesn't mean you are too.
Yeah, I might have strayed from some of the Patrice rules.
Of course you have, but don't go too far.
Because I'm not Patrice.
Jill Nicolini is high level, man.
Right.
I mean, no question about it.
That was definitely out of my tin knocker days, out of that range of any girl I would.
It's out of your range as a radio guy.
But she's ready, dude. She is ready to have a man. She is there.
Yeah.
I say you get her pregnant.
Wow.
It's not the first person saying that.
I say you fucking get Jill Nicolini pregnant.
And really?
And then you got her for sure.
Yes. Why, though, do I want...
Yes.
Why do I want to muck up the body?
Muck up what body? You got enough money.
Jim Norton's. What the fuck do you think?
Send it to one of these fucking construction companies and get that stomach fixed afterwards, man. Are you kidding me? She looked like she got good genes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Get her pregnant without a doubt.
Yeah.
Just cut the tip out of the condoms and go, oops.
You don't need to. She wants to have a kid. Dude.
Condoms? What are you, crazy?
No bags, huh?
Oh, get out of here.
Boy.
There's nothing.
You went in raw digging?
Why not?
Already?
So she's, what do you think?
So she's going to get pregnant. She's going to wait for you.
I care.
She's trying to get pregnant.
Like, well, who knows? She might be on the pill. You don't know that.
She ain't on no fucking pill.
Anthony may pull out.
He doesn't
pull out.
He would never pull.
I haven't pulled out in all my life.
He wouldn't dare put that anywhere.
Oh my God.
Inside.
I used to use the old thumb trick where as you're pumping out, you put your thumb under the condom and whoosh, that fucker comes right off. You're back in, the chick never knows the condom came off.
But
shoot,
you didn't even
a load.
Need to do that trick here.
Done. No.
And you never got a girl pregnant?
Lucky me.
Wow.
There were a few scares back in the old high school days.
But wow.
I missed my period.
Hold on.
Ow, so you
stop kicking
you,
me in the stomach.
I got to get in there. I got to get into this now. For a guy who doesn't want kids, that's taking some crazy chances.
Dude, you ever have $30,000 on a blackjack hand? It's the same feeling. Come on, blackjack.
Because I want kids, and that would scare the shit out of me, knowing maybe the time wasn't right or whatever.
What?
You really have taken chances like that.
I only fuck during periods.
We learned something today.
Look like a strawberry fribble coming out of there.
I like this, man.
You're liking this, Patrice?
I'm liking the fact that you stay a piece of shit. Because this could risk changing Anthony to be like, hey, I don't want to talk about things like this. Mm. Very fucking good, man. This is how you stay. You got to stay
Anthony,
you.
Yeah. Anthony will be a father and married. Two things.
Let me tell you why he'll marry this. Because he feels like this is completely out of his league. And logistically, it is, but it's not.
Right.
But it is. I'm being honest. You know
I understand.
I'm saying, in all due respect, this is a big leap.
It's a very big leap from from me.
Because you know you're better.
I could have worked my way up slower.
Yes.
Gone from like the News 12 traffic girl.
He went from 0 to 60. Well, but what this does... Wait a minute. What this does...
He found the cheat codes. I just want to jump in there.
The cheat codes?
Yeah. Fuck spending all this time. I got the cheat codes. I'm going right to the top.
This
right to the high level.
This opens you up to her world, though.
Right.
Of high-level gorgeous bitches, man.
Oh, so you're saying this could be a shoe in the door.
Meaning, no matter what happens out of this deal.
I don't have to go back to a...
Never have to see another suicide girl ever again.
I don't have to go
back to... There'll be local, like, public access news girls ready to give you some pussy. Those will be the new... those will be the new air conditioner repair girls. You
right,
what
right.
I'm saying to you?
Okay.
So they look up to Jill. Jill's big time. She's fine in the morning, you know. There's some you. She's opening you up because all her group. Because first of all, she's dealing with you with this fucking radio shotgun guy. Oh my god, he's so his dick is fucking gigantic. He's fucking. Oh my god, he's so this. He's so that. And they're like, now they're going. Here's what you don't do. Don't go to any of her parties where she's showing you off. Not you. Dress exactly how you're dressed in your fucking construction clothes.
My combat
and
gear,
you come with a fucking with a bottle of half drinking Gatorade and you're like, hey, toots, and you slap her friends on the ass and she goes, like they're showing off Morgan Freeman from that Pimp movie. You ever see the Pimp movie?
No.
Street Smart, and the girl brings her to a party and he's just like pimping all the old white women, like, what's up, bitch? And you just go there and you be Anthony and all her little fucking goofy friends, they're gonna want a piece. You're the man now, dude.
Look at how Patrice fucking educates.
That's why he's gotta write the book.
I know.
You are an object to her too, don't forget. Seriously.
Okay.
This is a beautiful thing, man. Yeah, I'm fucking so proud of you.
Digging this, Patrice.
Absolutely. We got a
seminar I'm getting.
We got to
like
take
it.
A break. We got to find the audio of Patrice telling Anthony a while ago to go after Jill Nicolini, and
I
Anthony
told him,
didn't
I think,
listen.
I don't remember telling him on air. I remember telling you off air.
We thought it might have been on air, too.
No, I think on air you said something about, and then you turned around and pointed at the... No, you pointed at the TV and go, there you go. That's
because
the girl
you
Because
I had
seen.
Just went down to the station,
yeah.
And I talked to like 10 of them.
Yes.
None of them have men.
Mm-hmm.
None of them. And I'm talking my bullshit, and they're just listening. I didn't get to Jill at all,
mm-hmm.
but it was all
Thank
them
God.
Other girls
Oof.
Down there.
Right. Can you imagine if she had something to confess? Like you see his Def Jam, and she's like, I slept with that guy.
Holy shit. they all don't have men, and they don't understand why. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get why they don't have men. And
why is that, Patrice?
Because of the syndrome, the low self-esteem syndrome. Men don't want to talk. First of all, real quick, men talk to women that's lower than them so they can have the proper confidence.
Uh-huh.
So really what guys want to do is walk up to a woman, any woman, and go, God damn, I just want to eat your pussy. That's what we want to do. But we pretend, like girls like Jill Nicolini, every guy that's ever been with them pretends to love them right away. I love you so much, Jill. I love you so much now. Just to fuck them. So they never hear the honesty, which is, I want to fuck you, and then build from there like fat girls or ugly girls would hear the truth. That's why fat girls, ugly girls always have boyfriends. Beautiful, high-level women don't. But that's why I love to fuck with lawyers and doctors, because no one says, look, you dirty tramp.
But wait, is it that fat girls take that because they kind of have to?
No!
Like,
fucks no! Man, fat girls, guys, they get enough dick. They get as much dick as any beautiful woman. Trust me. What happens is the fat girls, they get the actual manness. Jill has never known what it's like to get a dude that just goes, what? Let me tell you something real quick.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
Roll. If you look at a picture, right? And this is what I mean about stay better than them. If you look at a picture of Oprah and Stedman,
mm-hmm.
Oprah always looks like she's in the picture with Stedman. She's always curled up. No matter what her fucking billions are and all that shit, oh, Stedman don't give a shit. He's just like, for you, my bitch. And she's always looking like he's like, Stedman, I love you. Look at pictures of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
It always looks like he's in the picture with her. She's in the front. He's carrying some fucking African babies. No respect. He's lost his fucking thing. That makes him better than Angelina.
Look at the ego. There's a picture right there. Okay.
Look at her. She owns islands. And she's like, he's like, what's up?
He's just sitting there.
If you go to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, it's always him in the back looking like he's flustered because she's being Hollywood and he's become Mr. Jolie. Trust me, man.
Mr. Jolie.
Make sure she, and when you marry her, she is Jill Cumia. She ain't getting no slash. Or nothing. No Nicolini Cumia. Fuck that.
already got us hitched. What about that? Thanks, Patrice. Try that one.
I can see.
We're looking at this picture. Yeah, look.
Look.
Oh,
look,
my
at that
God.
Shit.
Look, she's carrying her coffee, and there's Brad Pitt.
And he's pushing a stroller with a Benetton ad.
No. So,
God, your observations are ridiculous.
I'm just very
good.
Proud. I just don't want you to lose it.
All right.
No.
I'm proud of you.
We got to take a break.
Well, the Oprah picture should be called One Beard Sits Next to Another Beard. Let's be honest.
Yeah, what's going on
she's
there?
She's curled up with Stedman, and you can almost hear her going, I never eat pussy.
We got a big audience because they're in town for the Animation Festival. AnimationFest.net.